Greg, there's been a lot of hype lately about how people should sell their stocks now to avoid any possible increase in the capital gains tax next year, but you're not buying into that, are you?
I'm not. It actually upsets me. There are so many people in the middle income brackets who own 100 shares of this or 100 shares of that. The dollar benefit is going to be so small, it's ridiculous to give up positions, stocks that you really like.
So does this really only apply to those who have, you know, in the top 1% or higher then? The rest of us really shouldn't be worrying about it?
Well, let me put it this way. More than half of the benefit of a lower capital gains tax and dividends pushed up front go to not the top 1%, not the top 2%, but the top 0.1%. So my feeling is that all of this hullabaloo is really for companies to cater to their big investors. They want them to have those dividends early. They want them to have the cap gain benefit for their top financial people's benefit.
So for most of us, really, you shouldn't let taxes influence your investments. If you buy stock in a company that you really believe in, think it's going to be good for the long term, you shouldn't be dumping that just because of some possible tax change.
Taxes are never a really good reason to change your positions. Taxes could be a factor down the line somewhere, but they're not the first or second or third reason that you should make a sale of something that you like.
Well, in the notes that you you sent to me on this topic, you mentioned an example with Warren Buffett.
Well, Warren Buffett, I love this. Warren Buffett tells the public that if he called you at 1 a.m, woke you up in the middle of the night, and said, "I've got the best investment you've ever seen. Do you want to take part?" Would you say, "Gee, I don't know. The cap gains tax is going up." Ridiculous.
Yeah, you really need to have your priorities in straight. Now, for middle-income folks, you know, for the people who aren't in the top 0.1%, this may make some sense to take your gains now. If you were invested in something for the short term and really wanted to turn around a quick profit and you're profitable now and you are worried about, well, I don't want to pay higher taxes on that next year. So in that case, it might be good to sell now, but only because you were going to sell anyway pretty soon, right?
Correct. If it's short term and you're going to dump it, dump it. Don't wait 3 months to dump it. And it, also, if you've had a longer term investment, such as a vacation home or something like that, it makes sense. If you were planning to sell, it makes sense to try to do that before the end of the year. But for most people, forget about it.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at KPLU.org. I'm Dave Meyer.